Go ahead and call the county board meeting to order and ask the clerk to please call the roll.
Wegleitner. Wegleitner here. Weigand. Weigand here. Welsh. Welsh here. Yang.
Yang here.
Yang here. Andre is excused. Blazewicz. Blazewicz here. Betcher. Betcher here. Bollig.
Bollig is here.
Bollig here. Brower. Brower here. Chavla. Chavla here. Doolin.
Doolin here.
Doolin here. Downing.
Downing here.
Downing here. Doyle is excused. Hiker.
Here.
Hiker here. Engelberger. Engelberger here. Erickson is excused. Freeze. Freeze here. Glazer. Glazer here. Gray. Gray. Huselman.
Huselman here.
Huselman here. Jackson.
Jackson here.
Jackson here. Kemp is excused. Kigea.
Kigea here.
Kigea here. Croning. Croning here. Marin.
Marin here.
Marin here. McCarvel.
McCarvel here.
McCarvel here. Peters. Peters here. Peterson. Peterson here. Posler.
Posler here.
Posler here. Ritt.
Ritt here.
Ritt here. Rose.
Rose here.
Rose here. Rylander. Rylander here. Smith.
Smith here.
Smith here. Udell.
Udell here.
Udell here. Eldrin.
Here.
Eldrin here. And Miles.
Miles here.
Miles here. We have a quorum.
Thank you. I apologize for the late start. Executive committee ran a little bit longer than anticipated. Before we proceed, I'd like to take a pause for a moment of silence here, pay respect to those impacted by the incident at Abundant Life Christian School. So please take a moment of silence. Thank you. With that, we'll move on. Tonight's inspirational message will be provided by Supervisor Wegleitner.
Thank you, Chair Miles. We remember those that lost their lives this week in the horrific, incredibly tragic shooting at Abundant Life Christian School on Monday morning. We remember them, and we hold in our hearts those still fighting for their lives and all the victims trying to recover physically and emotionally from this devastating trauma. This has been such a hard week with so much sadness. The weight, the horror of this act of violence in a school in this city, on top of so many other school shootings and acts of gun violence in our country, it's really heavy. And I know many are angry, and anger is justified and understandable. For me, I've just felt a heavy sadness. Sadness, despair from overwhelming violence and greed. Violence that showed up in the school, violence that shows up in the bombing of schools and hospitals and the murder of civilians in a foreign country with weapons supplied by our own government. Violence that shows up in families and relationships, and the violence that shows up when people are denied health care, people are denied housing, people are denied a fair wage. People are denied citizenship and safety in a country where they live and work and raise a family. And the violence that shows up in the chronic suffering and unmet human needs across this country and across this world. And the greed and corruption, the legalized corruption, that maintains and facilitates this violence through our political system. I don't want to focus on that, though, the violence and the greed. And I owe it to my family, my constituents, to move from this state of despair. So I'll focus on what gives me hope and inspiration, the acts of love and human connection, the empathy and compassion that shows up every day in our lives, in our community, and that we've seen show up this week. This love shows up when teachers and school staff, despite difficult and dangerous conditions and low pay, show up to do their jobs and teach our children with care and compassion and support. It shows up when our emergency and crisis responders arrive at an unimaginable scene to provide safety and connection to care and support. This love shows up when nurses, doctors, and aides treat patients while witnessing horrible injuries. This love shows up with counselors and therapists and caregivers helping children, teachers, and family heal from the lasting pain. This love shows up when people come together to connect in mutual support, to sing, to pray, to hug, to hold each other up. This love shows up when survivors speak up and when people stand with survivors. This love shows up in smaller ways too, like when you go out of your way to make a new friend, when you have a difficult and honest conversation with your family member over the holidays. This love shows up when instead of talking for a second time, you check in to make sure everyone else has had a chance to speak. It shows up when you're reading a book to a kid, braiding your friend's hair, checking in on your neighbor, smiling and greeting the person sitting on a bench by the Capitol, taking the time to listen to someone's story, like really listen. It shows up when you keep trying to tackle that daunting policy problem, keep working to find that next step forward to improve a county program or policy. Shows up when you review those equity conditions about who benefits, who's burdened, whose voice is missing from the table at our meetings. We know our country is saturated in violence. And as you know, it was founded with violence and facilitated genocide. Our country was born in violence and is saturated in violence, gun violence, domestic violence, sexual violence, state-sanctioned violence, military violence. What would it look like, though, if it was reborn in love and in truth? What would it look like if it was saturated in love and its people were saturated in love, a radical love? Could we then begin to heal? Could our country, our community begin to heal? And could we translate our love and healing into policy? A policy agenda rooted in love would prioritize the human dignity, the health, the housing, the agency, and potential of every single person. No one's left behind. Every person feels safe being their authentic self. No one's denied care. No one's denied a home. Every person valued, connected, and supported. Love. That's what the holidays are about for me. Though I'm not a religious person anymore, the one thing I remember and value most from my Catholic upbringing is the message of Jesus' love, a selfless love, a courageous love, a nonviolent love, a love for those discarded by the community. And I think that's what showing up and serving on this board should be about too. Love for our community, love for each other, and I suppose a love for meetings, a love for service. I find hope in the amazing and inspiring acts of love I see in our community, from our community members, from my colleagues, county workers, county service providers. They offer inspiring acts of love every day. So we must keep at this, keep doing this work, doing what we can when we can to support safe schools, to support safe homes, to ensure no one is left behind. And in doing the work, let's root ourselves in a mindset of love. Our kids need our love. I say our kids because we have a responsibility to all kids. Our elders need our love. Our kids and our elders need our love. They need our courageous love. They need our tenacious love. And we need it too. And if you wish to recite the pledge, this is the part of the agenda where that happens. I'm going to opt out.
Flag of the United States of America, to the Republic, which it stands, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Supervisor Wegleitner. Okay. We're on to special matters and announcements. We have action item 280, confirmation and swearing in of County Board Supervisor District 10. We have here with us this evening, thank you, Judge Payal Kandar, to swear in our new supervisor. Keith, can you come up, Keith?
Was been appointed to office of Dane County Supervisor.
District 10.
District 10.
Swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States.
Swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Wisconsin.
And the Constitution of the State of Wisconsin.
And will faithfully and impartially.
And will faithfully and impartially.
Discharge the duties of said office.
Discharge the duties of said office.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
Congratulations. I need you to sign this. All right. And I was remiss. I should have first asked for a vote. So this is an action
item. I was wondering if the vote had happened first. We need to reverse
the order. I don't do this every day, so, you know.
Sure.
So let me first ask, is there a motion to confirm the appointment of Keith Furman to Supervisory District 10? Moved by Welsh. Is there a second? Seconded by Blazewicz. Not a debatable item, so we will call for the vote. All in favor of the appointment of Keith Furman to Supervisory District 10 district, say aye.
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 Opposed, say no. That the motion carries. We've administered the oath of office.
All right, that was our practice round.
We're doing it again?
Yes, we're going to do it again. I, Keith Furman.
I, Keith Furman.
Having been appointed to the office of Dane County Supervisor.
Having been appointed to the office of Dane County Supervisor.
District 10.
District 10.
Swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States.
Swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Wisconsin.
And the Constitution of the State of Wisconsin.
And will faithfully and impartially.
And will faithfully and impartially.
Discharge the duties of said office.
Discharge the duties of said office.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
All right.
Thank you, Judge Kundar, and there you go. And welcome, Supervisor Furman. Doubly sworn in. All right. Okay, now on to announcements. Are there any announcements? Hearing none. Usually I have monthly birthdays to announce, but oddly I don't, and at least if somebody's been missed, I have Supervisor Doolin, go ahead. Oh, you have an announcement. It's nothing's in the chat. I didn't know. So Supervisor.
Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
Yes. Hang on. I have to pull up the correct screen now. I'd like to introduce an OA that the town of Mazamani adopted a new comprehensive plan in November, and they have asked us to adopt it as part of the Dane County Comprehensive Plan. So that will be, I'm introducing that legislation tonight, and if anybody would like to co-sponsor that, that would be great.
All right, one last check. Anyone else with announcements? Please use the chat to let me know, because I don't see raised hands on the screen. So, all right, hearing none. Since there are no December birthdays, the only other announcement I have is just a reminder for folks. I sent out an email a week or so ago regarding seeking your input on improvements to our budget process. And staff produced a simple Google form survey for that. So you have until Monday to submit your input. In January 19th, I think it is, the next person, our executive committee, we will be discussing at that committee options and maybe taking action on recommending improvements to the process. So, all right. There being no further announcements, we'll move on to approval of payments. We have before us the bills over $10,000 referred to the county board. Is there a motion? Moved by Engelberger, seconded by Brower. Discussion questions regarding the payments. Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say no.
Aye.
Sorry. Opposed say no. With that, motion carries. The payments are approved. On to denial of claims. We have five items before us. Are there any requests for separation? Any of those five items? None. Is there a motion? Okay, moved by Peterson, seconded by Brower to deny the five claims. Discussion, questions on the claims? Hearing none, in favor of denial, say aye. Opposed, say no. That the motion carries and claims are denied. On to E, approval of county board minutes. We have before us the minutes of November 21st. Is there a motion? Moved by Engelberger, seconded by Rylander. Discussion, questions, corrections to the meeting minutes? Hearing none, all in favor of approval say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say no.
Aye.
That the motion carries and the minutes are approved. We're on to consent calendar. We have 18 items before us. I'm just looking at the registrations real quick. We have, let's see, somebody registered to speak on F3 and F12. So I will separate those off the bat. Are there any requests for separation? Supervisor Wegleitner.
Thank you, Chair. I just want to be recorded as abstaining on F4.
F4?
Yes.
Okay. You got that? Yep. Supervisor Wiegand.
I'd like to be recorded as voting no on F4, 5, 12, and 13. Thank you.
Okay. So Supervisor Wiegand wants to be recorded as no on F4, 5, 12, and 13. You got that? Okay. All right. So on the balance of items F2 through F11, F13 to 18.
Are we separating one?
Pardon?
Are we separating one?
Yes, there's a registrant wishing to speak on that. On the balance of those items, what's before us are committee action. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say no. And those items are, with that, those items are adopted. All right, F1, 2024 OA22, amending Chapter 82 of the County Code of Ordinances, incorporating amendments to the Town of Burke Comprehensive Plan and to the Dane County Comprehensive Plan. Get to the registrants here. F1. Excuse me. Excuse me, Lindsay, on the main page, no, it's not there. F1 was listed as somebody registered to, I'm sorry, I misspoke, not F1, F3. F3, I should have separated. So F3, we have a registrant wishing to speak in support. And is in person, Mr. Books. I should have separated. Go ahead.
Okay, thanks. Thanks, Chair Miles. Yes, I changed this a few times. Amending the court, the ordinance for Chapter 46, and I did get an update with the Personnel and Finance Committee. Staff answered a couple questions I had, and so this is about rural folks, and I guess growing up, I seen a couple bad incidences of like septic systems getting unloaded, maybe not in a correct way. And I hope that doesn't happen here in Dane County. With this, it's like a safety issue having your holding tank inspected once a year. So last June, June 25th, I happened to run across a meeting that was at the Wabisa Community Center, and this had a lot of information in it regarding PFAS and nitrates in the water down in the town of Dunn. And it's kind of concerning that, water, they were told there that at the community center, you better have your water checked. You better, I think some people, they were recommended to have a filter system put on their private water. And in the end, even, there was a recommendation, I believe, by the DNR that they might think about joining the MMSD, the sewer district. And yes, that would be a lot of money, but if your water is polluted with nitrates, you might think about that, that whole community. So anyway, Chi Tao from Public Health Madison in Dane County really gave a good talk. And if you would want to look up good information, that whole meeting has good information about PFAS, surface water, PFAS, a lot of issues. And subsequently, I found out that MMSD, they have a lot on their website, too, about PFAS. So anyway, I'm in support now of this ordinance. I was in support at first, then I wasn't in support, but now after getting corrected, it's a good update to the ordinance for safety. So thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Brooks. Any questions for the speaker? All right. My apologies for misreading the list here and misidentifying the number. Since I did not separate that item, we've already approved it, but I did separate one, so I'm going to ask for a vote on that. What's before us is Zoning and Land Regulation Committee recommendation of approval of resolution or OA 22. So on that, all in favor say aye. Opposed say no. Motion carries. And on to, excuse me, item F12. All right, which is 2024 resolution 224 approving changes to the 2025 employee benefit handbook. What is before us is personnel and finance recommendation of approval, and we have a registrant wishing to speak on this item. Jumping to that. Lindsay, I'm sorry, I'm jumped to the page where I'm supposed to see the speakers, and all I'm seeing is the number of speakers. I'm not seeing the names like I usually do. So, okay, Derek Wallace is registered to speak in support. I'm assuming he's online. So if you'd promote him.
Mm-hmm. Derek, press star 6. There you go. You're calling in tonight.
All right.
All right, great. Can you guys hear me okay?
We can. Go ahead. You have up to 5 minutes to address the committee.
Thanks for your mouth. Derek Wallace here, president of employee group representative 720, the largest employee group with over 500 line staff across the county workforce, but also speaking to you this evening, representing all of the AFSCME locals, six AFSCME locals altogether, which represent not only the majority of the workers in our respective employee groups, but also the majority of the county workforce. So speaking to you tonight in support of the Employee Benefit Handbook, this is a document that many hours were put into, several proposals were advanced, and many discussions were had, and proud to report that it is a consensus document between the employee group representatives and interest stakeholders and the administration. And do want to thank Director Brockmeyer as well as Assistant Director Bub for their efforts into getting this document across the finish line. So there were also, I think of note, some things that are not in the final draft of this handbook, which were actually recommendations that the Personnel and Finance Committee made during the process early this year. And so just going through those quickly, there were four priorities. One of them is somewhat addressed in this handbook. And then the other three I'll go through quickly. First one is telecommuting. We believe that, you know, it's very important that is a benefit of employment, term and condition of employment, and belongs in the handbook. Right now, that language is not included in the handbook on a permanent basis. And furthermore, it's our opinion that it is warranted that there be a independent arbitration if any disputes arise, just as any other provisions in the employee benefit handbook. If there's disputes, there's an arbitration process, and we believe that should apply to the telecommuting language as well. Second priority is representation of meetings. So as we all know, there will be changes in administration and potential changes to labor laws at the federal level. And we believe it's important to make sure that those federal rights that employees have to representation at meetings are stay consistent in Dane County. And so what we proposed is to make those rights essentially codified within our own employee benefit handbook, so that regardless of whatever happens at the federal level, it'll be continue normal for business here at Dane County. And third is the environmental working conditions. So as we all know, climate change is having a significant impact on the county and the residents, and including county workers. Specifically, we have three different proposals as it relates to climate change in regards to potential safety impacts, extreme heat, extreme cold, and the air quality. So essentially, we want to make sure that those sorts of provisions, there's a clear understanding and uniform processes that are outlined for all county workers, for those workers who may be subject to those extreme conditions. So those are all outstanding issues that we are hoping to work with the administration to issue as temporary exceptions. So that, even though the handbook is done this year, there'll still hopefully be adopted, coming up in the next few weeks or months. So we ask for your support in that. And finally, I just want to acknowledge, I think this is the first time that I'm actually speaking before the board itself this term. And, I want to acknowledge, I really appreciate, and we all really appreciate, as employee group representatives, I think the board leadership, committee chairs, and county board members, constantly asking at committee meetings and board meetings to make sure that the administration engages with the employee groups so that we can work to find these sorts of consensus documents. So appreciate that ongoing support and that message from you all. I think we're all glad that we're showing up a little less often at the county board these days. So With that, I'd be happy to take any questions that you have.
Thank you, Derek. Any questions for the speaker? Hearing none, thank you again, Derek. And so, again, Resolution 224, what is before us is Personnel and Finance Committee recommendation of denial. Is there any discussion on Resolution 224? Hearing none, all in favor of approval, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say no. And the motion carries. Resolution 224 is adopted. All right. Consent calendar. So we're on to H, reports on zoning petitions. We have 8 items before us. Are there any requests for separation? Hearing none, what is before us is the Zoning and Land Regulation Committee recommendations of the 8 items. All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed, say no. That the petitions as recommended by ZLR are adopted. So we're on to ordinance amendments. We have 1 item before us, 2024-0831. Amending Chapter 18 of the Dane County Code of Ordinances regarding the county executive staff this evening. Executive Committee did recommend approval unanimously, and so that is what is before us. Discussion or questions on OA31? Okay, hearing none. All in favor of approval, say aye.
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 Opposed, say no. With that, motion carries. OA31 is adopted. Okay, we're moving on to item M. We have 8 items here before us. And let me again check. See, make sure there's no registrants here. We have somebody registered for M4, just available for information. So, M1, we have all 1 registrant in support, not wishing to speak. Okay. All right. So with that, there's no request for separation. These items do require more than a simple majority. So I'd like to record them as having been passed unanimously, if there's no objection. Hearing no objection, it will be so recorded. And I should also say item 6 is before us with a recommendation of Resolution 228 is before us with a recommendation of approval that Executive Committee recommended this evening, just before this board meeting. So with that, again, hearing no objections to recording unanimous approval, it'll be so recorded and those 8 items are adopted. So moving on to other business is allowed by law. I have 1 thing if no one else does. I should have said this during, excuse me, announcements, but I'm fighting a cold. I'm really obviously a little off kilter tonight. I just want to acknowledge you all received an email about this, but tonight is Lindsay's last board meeting staffing us tonight. She has worked for the board office for 6 years and was very instrumental in getting the technology in place and the protocols in place for the hybrid meetings, and I think that is a big accomplishment of hers. And she's moving off to greener pastures in Ramsey County, Minnesota. I think the county seat is St. Cloud. So I wish you all the best, Lindsay. And if you all just want to give a round of applause. Thank you for your time with us, Lindsay. You'll be missed. With that, if there's no other such businesses allowed by law, is there a motion to adjourn? Moved by Rhinelander, seconded by Glazer. All in favor of adjournment, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say no. Motion carries. I'm going to go home now and go to bed. Thank you all. Happy holidays, everybody.